Hey, we're also working on this thing called Podcast Incubator over here. And we've got a new show. It's Ninja Night School by Low Tech Mystic. And it's
Ninja
interesting.
Ninja Night School.
Ninja Night School. And we actually have a ninja-themed song to play at the closing of the show.
That's like something... Oh, yeah. That's not like something that you get off a TV late at night. You can get your diploma in Ninja Night School. In 2 months, you can get associate degree in Ninja School.
You got your throwing stars and your kanatas.
You send 1995 now. You get Ninja Starred with katana. Woo.
Snatch back your brain, zombie. Snatch it back and hold it.
The power of a ninja is strong, fighting off until the all cold gone.
Ninja, ninja, rap, ninja, ninja, rap, ninja, ninja, rap, go, 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 ninja, go, ninja, go, go, ninja, go, ninja, go.
I can live off the love as I blow a drop above. Here I will shove that switch my life to dust. Well, the feeling we produced to make us feel loose. While at the same time give us the beauty boost. There's no need to copy into the right direction. I'm here for your heart and your heart needs protection. Into your dreams, you got quite the collection. My love also works in the world, it needs no correction. I'm a ninja.
Hey, Crescent Fresh, and welcome to Ninja Night School. I am your host, Low Tech Mystic. This will be episode number 1 of Ninja Night School. The time coordinates for such said episode, it is 2:58 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Friday, November 9th, 2005. Ninja Night School is a proud member of the Podcast Incubator family, and the hidden dojo of knowledge that is Ninja Night School can be found on the worldwide interweb at www.podcastincubator.com. You may contact the hidden dojo of knowledge that is Ninja Night School through email by emailing nnsradio@walla.com. Walla is spelled W-A-L-L-A. The show format for Ninja Night School currently will have 3 portions. The first portion of the show will be the rant segment of the show, where I shall rant about particular topic, subject, whatever moves this redneck country bumpkin. The second portion of the show will be the projects section of the show, where I'll discuss what I'm working on at such given point in time. And the third portion of the show will be the feedback, assuming I am ever lucky enough to ever get any feedback. And thus meaning, hey, I can do enough shows to get enough following to get people to want to send feedback. So it's probably going to be 10-15 episodes before I actually get any feedback. So, here we go. I think the first subject at hand that I need to tackle as first is, what is Ninja Night School? You hear it and it's just an odd title. And it's a very lighthearted title. First off, the term for me originated as a personal joke. Anytime I would be doing any computer work for people, or say you kind of sneak up behind somebody without intending to, and they're, oh, how'd you do that? Or, whoa, I didn't even see you there. It was my joke of, oh, Ninja Night School. You know, and from there, I took the concept and decided to use it as the title for my radio show. And seeing as how my radio show would be about spreading knowledge of different types. So, first off, let's tackle what is a regular night school. Well, a regular night school is a place where anybody can go to learn a wide variety of subjects. Anything from basic reading to advanced English, basic mathematics to advanced engineering, from obtaining a GED to obtaining a college degree. So, in the same sense, Ninja Night School is a school of the counterculture, and it is brought to you from a hacker perspective. Here, we will learn hope and the power of our dreams. We will learn to hack our minds, our world views, and all things that surround us. I plan to cover a wide variety of subjects and topics while doing Ninja Night School. So, of course, Ninja Night School will always be somewhat technology-oriented and based, but not always and not necessarily. So expect a lot of oddball stuff to come out of this show. And most importantly, it should always be fun and somewhat enlightening to whatever degree. Also, I guess continuing forward, I can't really host a show entitled Ninja Night School without discussing, to some small degree, the ninja. So, we'll bring up our browsers here, and we'll go to our good friends, which is the wikipedia.org. If for some reason you are extremely new to the internet, or just whatnot, have never heard of the Wikipedia is a free encyclopedia online. It is based in the wiki language, which means that anybody can start a subject or edit a given subject or edit any of the pages in there. So it's a very open source encyclopedia that's free and available on the web. As long as you have an internet connection, you can get to it and find lots of good information about whatever you're looking up. Because, yes, anybody can get on and edit the encyclopedia, but at the same time, you know, dude might put up something bogus, but it's not going to be there for too long before someone, you know, people that know right will edit it and change it. At least, hopefully, in theory. Anyway, now that we're drifting, we're going to go back and let's talk about the ninja. Everybody likes ninjas. Except the people they're after. Anyway, the word ninja, it literally means one who endures. But the word itself, it originated around 800 years ago in the mountains of Japan. And it meant someone who practiced ninjutsu. Ninjutsu is being a kind of martial arts, often referred to as the art of stealth, or the art of invisibility. Ninjas used a wide variety of disguises, tools, and weapons. Most of the time, a ninja did not, for obvious reasons, dress in an all-black suit. Ninja rarely dressed as such, since an important aspect of their work was in espionage. Some parallel to this over-dramatization can be drawn by comparing the movie series of James Bond and the actual works of a spy. In actual practice, ninjas did not wear commonly depicted all-black suit. It was actually a shade of red, or dark red, dark green, dark blue, or dark brown, as those colors offered a better camouflage. The idea of an all-black suit may come from the clothes stagehands wore at the Shadow Theater. common disguises of ninjas included monks, waiters, waitresses, traveling salesmen, artists, ronin, which were samurai with no master, and yamabushi. The yamabushi were they were agnostics. They would have been a people who would go out into the woods to find God. Yamabushi would also have been the people kind of depicted in like the 1960s comics where dude sitting on top of a mountain and there's, you know, you see dude climbing up the top of the mountain to ask him, oh, what is the meaning of life? And But regardless, disguises were selected on their the basis of their unobtrusiveness in a given environment. So when ninja, when disguised as a traveling salesman, a popular choice of product was herbal medicine. This let ninja have weapons like a dagger or a sickle for self-defense without revealing the fact that they were a ninja or a warrior. Because in feudal Japan, the only people that were legally allowed to carry a sword were the samurai, and it was a part of the caste system. So to walk around openly and freely with a weapon is not something you can do without drawing attention to yourself. It's also kind of very similar to kind of how in the Wild West, you know, you had certain towns where nobody could have a gun, only the sheriff had a gun, and it kind of same thing kind of going on there in feudal Japan with the samurai and whatnot. And that's why a lot of the old samurai movies and the spaghetti westerns can kind of cross over so well. There's a lot of similarities there, and it's kind of interesting to look into. But we're here to talk about ninjas, not samurai. So let's talk about ninja. Ninja also employed a variety of weapons and tricks using gunpowders. Smoke bombs and firecrackers were widely used to aid in escape. Sometimes they used fuses that would burn down on the target after they left. They constructed like little cannons that could be used to fire fiery sparks as well as projectiles at a target, and even landmines were constructed that used a mechanical fuse or a lighted oil-soaked string. These techniques were used during peacetime to in the use of making fireworks, which we enjoy to this day. The secrets of making desirable mixes of gunpowder were strictly guarded secrets in many ninja clans. Many ninja, they also use tools that were everyday tools and that would not be conspicuous even if they were confiscated. It was through intelligence and using your brain that the ninja gained their advantages. One known tool used by the ninja was irogome, which literally means colored rice. The irogome was uncooked rice seeds, colored in five or six different colors, usually red, black, white, yellow, blue, and sometimes brown. And they would be placed on the ground or handed from ninja to ninja. And each combination carried certain meanings like all clear or enemy checkpoint ahead or it's your turn to bring back tacos. I made that last one up. But regardless, ninjas employed a wide variety of tools to aid them. Also, one of the tools that ninja used, much like their samurai brethren, is they followed a special code of conduct. This code was referred to as Ninpo, spelled N-I-N-P-O. In Japanese, the term Ninpo is made of two characters. The first character, which is Nin, literally means patience, perseverance, and stealth. The character itself is composed of two other characters to play, and the two other characters symbolize placing to have a blade placed over the heart or mind. And there are a number of symbolic meanings to that. One, the blade forces the heart or mind to remain in stealth in order to persevere. Another meaning is that the heart or mind should always be sharp and as pure as the sword. The second character, Ho, is philosophically a little more complicated, and thus a little more difficult to grasp. It has a strong Buddhist connotation. In modern Japanese, this character is used for the word law, as in the legal system. But when used in the term Nimpo, it takes on a meaning of the universal Buddhist law, or referred to as Dharma. In Sanskrit, the word Dharma, not karma, but dharma, D-H-A-R-M-A. The word has a deep and complex meaning, but essentially, it means factors of existence on one level ultimately rely on another level, and the Buddhist doctrines and thought on yet another level. The result of combining it with the first character, Nin, produces the term Nimpo, and that could be understood as the ultimate and eternal reality of perseverance and stealth. However, one should not rigidly define or interpret Nimpo in one way, rather understand the depth of it in its various meanings. Nimpo, it also consists of related martial art traditions. The system includes 18 martial skills for the common warrior, and then has another group of 18 unconventional styles of martial skills for special warfare. So, you had 36 types of martial arts skills, and a unique worldview, thought and philosophy, and esoteric practices. The worldview emphasizes the defensive nature of Nimpo and the need to have a compassionate heart. So, all these things made up part of what a ninja was. And let me take this moment right now to restate that all that information I just said about the ninja, I read from wikipedia.org. So I kind of apologize for just reading text off of a website, but I wanted to give a good definition from where I was coming from, because it is these qualities and concepts of a ninja that I'm taking and putting into my title, Ninja Night School. Excuse me. I want to revitalize this line of thought in our culture. And not everybody's going to be interested. Most people won't. But at the same time, there's plenty of people out there who are very interested. As well, there are many concepts that are shared between the ninja philosophy and the hacker philosophy, such as social engineering, kind of how the ninja would, say, dress as the herbal medicine guy, so he could carry around weapons and stuff like that that he needed. So too will, you know, a hacker social engineer, they'll present themselves, you know, in a phone call as perhaps someone they are not. Maybe, you know, I'm the tech dude in the other building, and I need to reset your password. Can you tell me what yours is now? And okay, now put, you know, whatever they're doing, it's kind of on the same page there. Also, how the ninja would use common everyday items as tools, like they use the rice for coded message. So too, should the hacker's perspective be like this? We should, and we are. We take the regular everyday items and find different ways of using them. Instead of using the rice as food, they use it as coded messages. And we find ways to take apart different gadgets and stuff in technology and use them to the same effect. And it is this creativity and open-mindedness that needs to prosper and is not shared by the majority of the people. But of all the tools that a ninja or a hacker could and would ever use, the most powerful and most useful tool that we have is our mind. Our mind can never be disarmed. It can never be taken away. You can't turn off the power to our brain. All the other, everything else that we use in our life, our computers, gadgets, ninja tools, whatever you're using, they can all be taken away. They're all just, they're tools to help you. And too many times, they become dependencies. So, I would like to emphasize my belief, the importance of having an open mind and using the full potential of your mind and not so much all the time depending on other gadgets or other items to aid you. Because if they fail or they go down and you can't operate without them, then you're screwed. And you're sure as hell not a ninja. So, with that in mind, I'll kind of end my ninja rant. This will be the first of, I'm sure, many. But we're going to kind of just keep it short. My allergies are kicking my ass. So if I sound very nasal or whatnot, it's because my allergies are whooping my ass hardcore. So, we're going to keep the rant in this show just probably a little bit shorter than normal. I am going to have to go to work here for too long. I just mainly wanted to get a show recorded and out. Because it's been about a month, well, it's been over a month, since I did my first pilot episode. Droops has been really cool. I mean, anybody that's just going to give you free web space and hosting bandwidth, all that jazz, to just as an experiment because they enjoy the media, that blows me away. I really respect that, so I want to put out something. I don't know about the quality, but I hope that, like I said, it's my ideal that Ninja Night School will always be fun and lighthearted. I hope that when you turn it on, you giggle. You know, we want to laugh here. We want to cut up and have a good time. But, too, we want to learn about all kinds of things. Just sometimes technology-related, sometimes not. I'm going to cover a whole lot of really weird shit just because it's stuff that interests me. All these things are part of what makes up our world, our reality, and our existence. And sometimes they're a little ignored by the mainstream. And, like I said, yeah, I eat the shit up. So I'm going to talk about it on my radio show and share it with whoever will, can stand to listen. So, with that, we'll close up the rant portion of the show. I can promise many further rants to come. And we'll move on to the second segment of the show, which will be the projects portion of the show.
Ain't nothing good unless you play with it. And all that is good is nasty. Let me get you there.
Okay, and with that, we are into the projects portion of the show. So, currently, right now, in the projects portion of the show, here's a little list of stuff that I have been working on or am currently working on. Right now, the radio show is the main project, and that's just mainly because having a lot of money issues, just not a lot of it around, and everything's breaking down all at once, and it just seems like a general bad time for a lot of people. But yeah, I'm not really complaining, it's just how it goes. But regardless, yeah, so we're doing a lot of low budget projects right now. The radio show is one of these, and I've come across quite a few stumblings in doing my radio show, but the current program that I use to do my recording is a program called Total Recorder. It is available from HighCriteria.com. I paid like $11 for it. It's fairly simple, but it does the job. A buddy of mine has Cool Edit Pro, I don't know. I've been playing around a little bit with it, taking some of my sound files over there and just experimenting with it. But far from anywhere any sort of mastery. But nevertheless, it is it's enjoyable and fun to play with. I've enjoyed it. I've had a lot of microphone and sound quality issues. I always knew I was a sound Nazi, but I never knew to what degree I was a sound Nazi until I attempted to do my own voice recordings, and then there was just so much background noise. So setting up, finding the proper recording environment, the recording time, finding the right microphone, the microphone placement. There's a lot of experimenting in there. And I'm sure you're not listening to the show to hear all this. So I'm going to move along. My one of the projects that I had, it's kind of in process right now, is, and discussed this a little bit on the pilot episode, is my desk that I made out of PVC. And it's pretty cool. I'm actually sitting in front of it right now, and hello, it's very nice, it's very sturdy. I like it a lot. I'm going to have some pictures uploaded to the website. There will be links to that. I'm going to be putting up a projects portion on the website, so you can go and check it out there. It'll be under the PVC desk, and that should be up super soon. I'll probably do that when I come home tonight from work. The PVC desk that I've made right now, basically, I just kind of did it as an experiment. It's a proof of concept. Would the idea work? Would it hold up? Would it hold the weight of, you know, several monitors? I stress tested quite heavily. It had a VCR, three monitors, a desktop unit, and several keyboards and random books and stuff stacked up on top of it for well over a month or so. And held up quite well. And so right now it's just got one 21-inch monitor on it and a random assortment of crud. But yeah, so I'm ready to go on with a further more in-depth model. And the way I've got it set up right now, the idea, part of the reason I had PVC was, it's hollow tubes. I can, you know, throw all my cords and everything into it, make it all nice and neat, kind of have everything integrated into the desk. And it's kind of quasi-inspired by, like, the Deckers, and it's a cyberpunk thing. So, you know, sorry, that makes people cringe, but, you know, that's just some of those things that you're like, oh, that's so neat, and you kind of carry it with you, and, you know, damn, dude, I get bored. So if I have a little extra bit of money and I can do something creative and productive with my money and my time, and all the while learning, then hey, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to have fun while I do it. But anyway, also, let's see, today would be Friday, September the 9th. Tomorrow, I am, hopefully I will be going to up to Bloomington, Indiana, and I will be taking a tour of the cyclotron facilities at Indiana State University, which that is a particle accelerator. And yeah, I don't know, it just kind of sounds cool. It's like, hey, I'm going to go see a particle accelerator. It's really cool. I'm not going to get into a whole lot right now, what they are and what they work. And but they are super cool. And don't worry, you'll probably get a whole show or so about the particle accelerator. I plan on taking my camcorder and a digital camera with me, so there'll be plenty of pictures up on the website here for too long, assuming that we make it, of the particle accelerator. And I'll take some video while I'm there, assuming that they let me. And I'll probably send it off to Droops and see if he wants to use it for Infonomicon TV. And for some reason, if he doesn't, then, you know, I'll throw it out or something, make some kind of ninja silly episode and go into the particle accelerator. Also, in the works, but a project that has definitely been postponed and is on hold, is putting a computer in the car. Droops himself is working on the same kind of project with the truck computer, and it was featured in Infonomicon episode 2 or so. Anyway, he's been working on one too. Mine is pretty much still on the drawing board, just because I lack the funds to get it together. But I've got a lot in the works, so should I ever get some extra cash and get my shit together, there will be a lot of cool shit out of that. And I'm actually looking to more so integrate a full computer into the car and kind of stealth it out. And I'm actually kind of, you know, wanting to do a lot of mods to the vehicle. I've got me a nice little beater car, and assuming that I ever get it running, then I can hack it up and do all kinds of fun stuff to it, and it's not that bad. I am also in the early stages of learning the Linux operating system, and not really doing anything spectacular with it, just basically learning how to use it. I've spent most of my computer existence as a Windows man, so just recently been experimenting with different OS's and trying to use them, and using the computer from a different angle with different tools and different methods. And I'm rather enjoying it, but I really don't have anything too interesting to talk about it. Basically been mostly just experimenting with bootable OS's, mostly Nopix, and using that. Working on getting a standalone box set up that I can dedicate to Linux. I will most likely be installing a Fedora Core 3 on it. I had went out and bought a nice big fat book, so I will probably be starting out with that. I also want to play around with the Ubuntu and that seems real cool. If you're interested in Linux as well, and you're not sure, quite sure where to start, go check out the Infonomicon website at www.infonomicon.org. They've got a nice little Linux section. They've got a little fact up on how to maybe select. There's so many distros, little versions of Linux. You may not be sure which one you want to start out with. They've got a good little rundown of the different varieties and how they're used and what you would use them for. And Troops is also offering now, if for some reason you're stuck on dial-up or maybe don't even have an internet connection, but somehow are listening to the show, or maybe you know someone who doesn't have internet or is stuck on dial-up, and they would like to experiment with Linux, but they don't necessarily know where to go get a disk or stuff like that. Troops has a P.O. box, and you can send the man a self-addressed stamped envelope and a CD. And I don't even know if you have to send the man a CD, but either way, he'll send you a Linux CD. And he's got all the information on his website at www.infonomicon.org. So please check it out. It's good stuff if you're at all interested in it. So, continuing with the running short episode, that's going to be about it for the projects portion. Like I said, I've been more dealing with real world crap and less time to just play with projects. So I don't have a whole lot to offer in that aspect of the show. So we'll move on back to the feedback portion of the show. And if I had any feedback, well, if I had done more episodes, I would have feedback, and then I would have a need for feedback music. But seeing as how none of these yet exists, there's no need. So I guess we're going to pretty much just wrap up the show now at this point. I'd like to give shouts out to Troops for hosting my show and the site at www.podcastincubator.com/NNS. And if you go check out the website, I'd like to give shouts out to Bitbiter, who did an awesome banner for the website. So if nothing else, go check that out, because that's probably the coolest thing on the website right now at this point. At least till I get back tomorrow from the particle accelerator. And that shit will be cool. Alright, well, I guess we're going to wrap it up here. I'm going to dig around and see if I can't find some theme music and wrap this show up. So, okay. Alright, I think the closing music we're going to use for Ninja Night School episode number 1 is going to be a live track from a Keller Williams show. I'm on a big Keller Williams kick because he is the man. If you've never heard of Keller Williams, I totally invite you to go check out his website. It's www.kellerwilliams.net, and his name is spelled K-E-L-L-E-R-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. www.kellerwilliams.net. His name is all one word. This is taken from a show that was recorded in Austin, Texas at the Mercury at Jazz. And it was recorded on March the 4th, year 2000. The track we're going to use is a cover from a Grateful Dead song entitled Jackaro. So I hope you enjoy. And just in case you're wondering, this is a free show. I charge nothing for the show, so it's totally legal for me to play this track in my show, because I'm not selling the show. So as long as it's all free, it's all good for me to play. So, and that's the awesome thing about Keller and all kinds of people too, not just Keller, but anyway, that's a subject for another show. How about some closing music? I'll talk to y'all next time.
was this wealthy merchant in London he did dwell. He had a beautiful daughter, the truth to you won't tell. Oh, the truth to you won't tell. She had sweethearts of plenty, then the men of high degree. But none Jack save her, the true love will ever be. Oh, the true love will ever be. Well, Jack gonna sail him with the trouble on his mind. He's left his native country and his darling girl behind. Oh, his darling girl behind. Dressing the man to raise, to climb aboard the vessel, convey herself away. Oh, convey herself away. Before you get on board, soon your name I would like to know. She smiled in her cabinets.
They call me Jack O'Row.
Oh, they call me Jack O'Row. He said, well, your fingers, they are slender. Your waist sure is small. Your cheeks too red and rosy, the face that cannonball. Oh, the face that cannonball. She said, I know my waist is slender and my fingers, they are small. Yeah, but it would not make me tremble to see 10,000 fall. Motherfucker.
Oh, I'm about to see 10,000 fall.
Around among dead and wounded, her darling boy she found. Oh, her darling boy she found. She picked him up on in her arms and carried him to the town. A simple physician would quickly heal his wound. Oh, quickly heal his wound. But this couple, they got married, so well they did it free. Well, now this couple, they got married, so why don't you and me? Oh, why don't you and me? Oh, why don't you and me? Oh, why don't you and me?